This is David Duke, broadcasting to the world on Web Radio. And this is David Duke, and this is the David Duke Internet Web Radio Broadcast. Broadcasting to the entire world with news and information of vital importance to Europeans and people of European descent, no matter where they may live on the earth. And certainly this broadcast, as I always say, is important for all people, because the basic principle of DavidDuke.com is that every nation, every people, every culture, every race has the right to preserve its own heritage and to be free, that no nation should control any other nation. And in fact, this principle was the very basis of the founding of the United States of America, our Declaration of Independence. But today, we're not independent. We have a very radical group of extremist Jews, Israeli partisans, who control a great deal of American media and the American political process. This is simply a reality. And to discuss this reality, it's often called anti-Semitism. And anti-Semitism is a word that really has no real meaning anymore. And I think this is illustrated very well by an article in the New York Times today, January 31st, 2007. The article is titled, "Essay Linking Liberal Jews and Anti-Semitism Sparks a Furor." The American Jewish Committee, this is a quote, "An ardent defender of Israel is known for speaking out against anti-Semitism, but this conservative advocacy group has recently stirred up a bitter and emotional debate with a new target, liberal Jews." An essay the committee features on its website, ajc.org, titled "Progressive Jewish Thought and the New Anti-Semitism," says a number of Jews, through their speaking and writing, are feeding a rise in virulent anti-Semitism by questioning whether Israel should even exist. Well, ladies and gentlemen, anti-Semitism, of course, is defined by the media as really hating all Jews, and it's also associated with this tremendous mythos, this tremendous story of the Holocaust. So anyone who criticizes Jews is then associated with the idea of mass murder. And what they're trying to do, of course, is make it impossible to criticize Jewish extremism, or impossible to criticize Jewish influence in our media, which is leading us to a very bad result in the United States and around the world. And it's impossible to criticize the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, Israel certainly is a nation of incredible crimes against humanity. Israel has taken the land of the Palestinians, their homes, their businesses, their farms. It has subjected hundreds of thousands of Palestinians to torture in their prisons. It has occupied their land still. And, of course, Israel, indeed, as Jimmy Carter said, is an apartheid state. There's no getting around it. The land that they've stolen from the Palestinians specifically is land for Jews only, segregated settlements. But for some reason, even though segregation and apartheid was attacked in the South and was attacked in regard to South Africa, for some reason there's no media unanimity in attacking Israel for their racist policies. As I've pointed out many times before, Israel, by law, will not even recognize a marriage between a Jew and a non-Jew. In fact, Israel will not even permit legally a marriage between a Kohanim, which is the hereditary Jewish priest class, the elite of Jewry. Kohanim are reserved for the front rows, for instance, of the synagogue. They won't even allow a marriage between a Kohanim Jew, a Kohen, so to speak, and another full-fledged religious Jew who happens to have a drop of Gentile ancestry. Now, this is the policy of Israel. It's a policy, as I've said before, that's even more extreme than the policy of the SS in Hitler's National Socialist Germany. They required racial purity for six generations back, And the estate of Israel requires for their Kohanim, their hereditary priest class, their elite, they require a purity that goes back 1,000 generations. They're not allowed to have one drop of Gentile blood, of non-Jewish blood. Israel is indeed a racial state. The same media that supports open borders for the United States of America, and I can show you so many Jewish pundits that in fact do that. In fact, almost every Jewish pundit in this country of national stature supports that kind of policy. The Jewish community has been behind opening America's borders to the entire world, and yet they all support Israel, which is a nation that has very strict immigration laws, which are limited to people of Jewish descent. A Jew who is born in Russia or the United States, thousands of miles from Israel, can get free passage, tremendous economic incentives, and go and live in Israel. But Palestinians who were born in that same country, in their own home, in their own land, who've been expelled by Israel, terrorized and forced out of their homes, can't even return to where they were born. Israel indeed is a racial state. It is an apartheid state. And of course, Jimmy Carter has been talked about as an anti-Semite. He's been compared to me. Well, you know, thanks for the comparison, because he's dared to even say that Israel is an apartheid state, which of course it is. In fact, if you look at the difference between the treatment of Israel against the Palestinians and the treatment of South Africa has a much better record. South Africa didn't put hundreds of thousands of black people in Africa into prisons and torture them as Israel has. Whatever you want to say about South Africa, it certainly did not make life for the South African people as bad as what's happened to the Palestinians. The average African in South Africa did not have to worry about missiles falling on their homes and burning to death their children as they slept. And that's precisely what has happened in Israel. Well, this article goes on to accuse and criticize other Jews or Jewish people as anti-Semites. There's no meaning for it. There's no meaning for the word anymore. And it shows you the insanity of what's happening in terms of the Jewish media. Also, it's often said that anti-Semitism I'll put it very, very clearly. In fact, the New York Times says it quite well, that if you don't support the Zionist regime in the state of Israel, then you're a, quote, anti-Semite. And yet, does this make any sense? I don't think so. The many people around the world, and many Russian people, opposed the Soviet regime over what was Russia and the Russian Federation. They opposed that regime. I don't think that makes those individuals and even those Russians who opposed the Soviet regime as to be quote, anti-Russian. I don't think the people that oppose the Zionist regime in Israel are therefore anti-Jewish or, quote, anti-Semitic. But that's exactly, of course, what is implied by the articles that we read. Many other people believe there should be a multi-ethnic, multi-religious state in what is now the Zionist state of Israel. I don't know why that these liberal Jews and the liberal media per se is very upset about that, because that's exactly what they're proposing for the United States and for Europe, a multicultural society, which we indeed have, because you have full participation in America and Europe of all the different races that exist. The hypocrisy is absolutely amazing, and yet it's claimed to be quote, anti-Semitic. For people to offer or be opposed to the Zionist regime and support a restructuring of the Israeli state. Now, that also fits in directly with the incredible lies that have been going on in terms of the president of Iran. I was present at a speech by Iran's president, Ahmadinejad, where it was reported that he said that he wanted to, quote, wipe Israel off the map. While he gave his speech, I listened simultaneously to the translations of the speech and nothing at all was said even remotely similar to that quotation. Every day, print and broadcast media around the world repeats the lie that the president of Iran threatens to wipe Israel off the map. Most of the time, when there is any article or media discussion concerning Iran and its president, you will be exposed to this supposed quotation. Bogus claims of Iran building nuclear weapons. And by the way, Iran is allowing IAEA, International Atomic Energy Agency, inspections of the country. That's something that I must say that Israel doesn't allow. Iran is a member of the Non-Proliferation Treaty of Nuclear Weapons. Israel is not. So, again, this lie of wiping Israel off the map, combined with the lie that Iran is building nuclear weapons, creates an image of impending genocide of the Jewish people in Israel. And this image, these lies, are meant to justify massive destruction of the people and nation of Iran. Massive loss of life and property in this country. Now, these blatant lies are being used to justify a murderous war against Iran, even possibly a nuclear strike against this country that would be catastrophic not only for the Iranian people, but for the people of America, Europe, and the world. Now, these lies are promoted by Jewish extremists in Israel and around the world to promote wholesale military strikes against Iran. And this is a war desired by Israel. This is a war for which America and the rest of the world would pay a devastating price. A murderous attack against Iran would surely bring a response in whatever ways Iran could strike back. And since they have limited ability to drop bombs by missiles or fighter jets, they will strike back with massive state-sponsored terrorism against those states that attack them. If this catastrophic war is launched, terror around the world would grow exponentially. In addition, such attack would certainly result in the highest oil prices in history and usher in, very possibly, a worldwide economic depression. Unless the lies of the Jewish extremists are exposed, we may well enter perhaps the most cataclysmic era of world history. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not anti-Semitic to support a foreign policy of the United States of America in the interest of the American people. It is not anti-Semitic to oppose going to war and murdering thousands of people because Jewish extremists in Israel want us to. It is not anti-Semitic to defend the rights and the freedom of the Palestinian people or defend the rights and the freedom of the American people to have an unbiased media and to have a government that truly represents our own interests. It is not anti-Semitic to expose massive Israeli crimes against the Palestinian people, and it's not anti-Semitic to expose Israeli treachery against the United States of America. Few people even realize that Israel has committed terrorist acts against the United States. Because of the massive Jewish influence in media, most Americans don't even know the details of the Levant affair, where Israel literally blew up terrorist bombs against American installations in Egypt in a false flag operation trying to get America to go to war against Egypt. In other words, Israel terroristically attacked American theaters and American libraries in Egypt to try to get us into a war against Egypt. Fortunately, the plot was overturned, was exposed. It's called the Levant Affair. You can check it out for yourself. And in fact, the Israeli defense minister had to resign because of it. Israel also attacked America when they bombed and strafed and tried to sink and kill everyone on board of the USS Liberty, an American ship in international waters, in the 1967 war. And this was an attack that Dean Rusk, Secretary of State at the time, and also our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Thomas Moore said were attacks that were deliberately waged against the United States of America. The truth is that anti-Semitism is one more word, one more canard used to deflect any honest and appropriate criticism of Israel, the incredibly powerful Jewish lobby, and the incredible power of Jewish extremists who dominate so much of American media and politics. This has been David Duke, and I appreciate your listening. I look forward to being with you again next time.
This has been a David Duke Worldwide Web Radio broadcast. For more information and to support our vital work, please visit www.daviddukes.com.